Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Yeah, on a Friday, it is not Kevin playing today, but Nikki B on her final day. It's the quiz. The five-question quiz sweeping the nation to find out the question.
Are you smarter than Nikki on her last day?
And on line three, we got Jin Bae from Sacramento, caller 17. What's up, man?
Hey, happy last day, Nikki.
Well, she's not here right now. She can't hear you, but I appreciate that. And Nikki, again, can't hear this, so I don't know why. You know what? I'm going to save this and I'll tell her because I do want her to hear this. All right, djembe. Isn't that the name of an African drum?
No, oh, it sounds like that, but it's a Korean name.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Question one. Pete Davidson has landed the lead role in a non-comedy about Joey Ramone, who was the lead singer of the band The Ramones. The film is about his life, relationship with his brothers, and it's going to be on Netflix. The Ramones were one of America's first bands of this genre of rock associated with mohawks, piercing, and fast music. What is it?
Heavy metal?
Question two. Purchasing tickets for Disneyland started yesterday, but there was more big Disneyland news that got overshadowed. For the first time in the park's 66 years of existence, cast members are now allowed to show their tattoos, grow facial hair, and wear gender-neutral haircuts and outfits. Rank these classic rides from oldest to youngest. Space Mountain, Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Haunted Mansion and what was Space Mountain.
All right. Question three. Justin Lin, the director of several of the Fast and Furious movies, including the new one coming out this summer, was asked recently during an interview if there would ever be a crossover with another franchise, and he said yes. What's more shocking is what that crossover is. Strap in, everyone. He said Jurassic World.
What?
So right. If you've ever wanted to see a velociraptor drive a charger, here's your chance. What's the name of the plant-eating dinosaur that had large plates on its back and spikes on its tail? 3 seconds.
T-Rex.
Okay. Question four. Okay. Two women were arrested at the dollar store in Tennessee after they tried to buy things in their cart with $1 million bill. The women told police they received the fraudulent bill from a church in the mail, so they assumed it was fine. Spell the word fraudulent.
Fraudulent. F-R-A-U-G-I-R-E-N.
All righty. Okay. And question five. It's been 4 years since the infamous Fire Festival, and the class action lawsuit is finally settled. There were 277 people that were part of the lawsuit, and each of them will receive $7,000 for their pain and suffering. If you were a party of five that went to the Fire Festival, how much did your party just get in the lawsuit?
So it was $277, and how many?
Everybody got $7,000. So if you're a party of five and you got $7,000, what did your whole group get?
Okay, $7,000, party of five.
3 seconds, Jinbei.
$35,000.
Yeah. What is he saying?
$35,000.
Got it. Okay. Nikki!
We're on IG Live, by the way, at End1065. You can watch us and you can watch Nikki B play for
Here
the
she comes.
Are you trying to injure me, Kevin?
No.
Kevin backed his chair right up into
her.
I did.
She runs really slow when you yell her name.
Hey, Nikki, real fast, I want to just say something before you get to play.
Okay.
I appreciate, on behalf of the whole show, you helping us out as much as you did. You way overshot expectations, and I am going to miss you. I think everybody here is going to miss you. We're excited for Katie to come back, but you did such a great job.
Thanks, guys.
And we love you.
And if anybody else would like to text into 73389 and say, thank you, Nikki, and you did a good job, I would appreciate that, too.
Aww.
All right, here we go. Question one. Pete Davidson has landed a lead role in a non-comedy movie about Joey Ramone, who is the lead singer of the band The Ramones. The film is about Joey Ramone's life, the relationship with his brothers, and it will be on Netflix. The Ramones were one of America's first bands of this genre of rock associated with mohawks, piercing, and fast music.
Punk?
That is correct. Good job.
Good job.
Question two. Purchasing tickets for Disneyland started yesterday, but there was more big Disneyland news that got overshadowed. For the first time, cast members are going to be allowed to show their tattoos.
I saw that.
Grow facial hair and even wear gender-neutral haircuts and outfits.
Love it. So cool.
Rank these classic rides from oldest to youngest at Disneyland. Space Mountain, Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay, Space Mountain, Haunted Mansion, and Pirates?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go Haunted Mansion, Pirates, and Space Mountain.
Oh. Close. Pirates, Mansion, Space. Yep.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yep. Pirates of the Caribbean, 1967.
What are you laughing, Kevin?
This is funny.
It's funny. You're so offended by the buzzer.
Question three. Justin Lin, the director of several of the Fast and Furious movies, including the new one, was asked during an interview if there would ever be a crossover with another film franchise, and he said yes. You ready to hear what it was?
Oh, gosh.
The Jurassic World franchise.
I can't. They both just need to stop.
What's the name of the plant-eating dinosaur that had large plates on its back and spikes on its tail?
Oh, my gosh. Plates on its back and spikes on its tail?
Yes. 3 seconds.
Plant-eating?
Yes. 3 seconds. 3, 2.
Name an herbivore.
1.
Come on.
Tyrannosaurus.
No, that's Rex.
That's what
he
said. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know dinosaurs.
The answer is that's because you're not a 5-year-old boy.
I know.
The answer is Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus.
Of course.
Of course.
And he's going to be driving a Hummer, so that'll be exciting.
Wow.
With nods. Okay. Question four. Two women were arrested at a dollar store in Tennessee after they tried to buy all the things in their cart with a $1 million bill.
Yeah.
They said they got the $1 million bill from a church in the mail, so it's totally fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Spell the word fraudulent.
Fraud. Okay.
3 seconds.
F-R-A-U-D-U-L-E-N-T.
Yes. Yes. Great job.
Spelling bee, here I come.
We lost Jinbei there at the end.
We lost him?
Well, with the spelling.
Oh, yeah. Jinbei, I don't know what you were spelling.
Oh.
You were throwing G's and all kinds of stuff in there. 5, last question. It's been 4 years since the infamous Fire Festival. The class action lawsuit's over, and everyone's getting $7,000.
Wow. Okay.
If you were part of a party of 5 that went to the Fire Festival, how much did your party just get in the lawsuit?
$7,000?
Yes.
Oh, no. No, no.
Why'd you ding her?
Whoa. I asked a question.
You don't get a point, Orphan, for repeating the question.
Okay, so they got $7,000 each, 5 people?
Yeah.
3 seconds.
$35,000.
That is correct. There it is.
Thanks for the easy math problem.
Jinbei, are you there, buddy?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Orphan just knew I'd get it right.
All right, here we go. By the way, Nikki, after we're done, read over all the kind text messages that we're getting in here. People are very thankful.
Thanks, guys.
Did a great job. Jinbei, here's the final score. Jinbei 2, Nikki 3.
Yay!
Congratulations. A win on your last day.
I love it.
Jinbei, what do you want to tell us?
Happy last day, Nikki. I am not smarter than Nikki.
No, you are not.